After peaceful protests demanding justice for George Floyd on Saturday, a smaller group of people shattered storefront windows on State Street, looted, threw rocks at police, and caused other destruction. That's when Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, took to social media to ask for volunteers to clean up the mess. The group also set up a GoFundMe account to help downtown businesses. So far, more than $130,000 have been raised toward a goal of $200,000. Michael Johnson joins us now. Michael, good to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What's your reaction to the violence that took place in Madison after the peaceful protests, Madison and other cities around the country?
Yeah, let me first say, and I think, you know, I warned the people of this the other day that, you know, I am all for people protesting. I think people's voices should be heard, but under no conditions should people be out looting, breaking into businesses, setting police cars on fire. Those are all criminal offenses, and it's unacceptable. And how dare anyone do these criminal activities in the name of George Floyd? And so, one, I don't appreciate it. I don't think our community appreciate it. And from what I saw, there was a bunch of, but I believe from what I saw in the videos, you know, there were some local people, but mainly I think there were outside agitators that came into our city and our state doing these criminal activities, and it shouldn't be accepted.
Now, you, as we mentioned, started that GoFundMe account aimed at helping downtown businesses. Kind of on the spot, you did this. Talk about why you did it and the response you've gotten.
You know, I was hurt. I was angry to see what happened to, you know, Mr. Floyd in Minneapolis. I have family that live in South Minneapolis. I went to University of Minnesota. I met my wife at the University of Minnesota. And it was just traumatic for my family, you know, to watch that video. And so I wanted to figure out a way to respond. So immediately after he was killed, I called all the police chiefs and challenged them publicly to denounce what these police officers did. And to their credit, every last one of them responded. I then put out a call to action once I saw that businesses were being looted, you know, in downtown Madison. And what a lot of people don't know, over 50% of those businesses are women and minority owned. 70% of those businesses are local entrepreneurs that live in Dane County. So I put out a call for people, and I asked for 100 volunteers, and 3,000 signed up. We asked to raise $50,000. We've raised almost $150,000. You know, and so these are small businesses that support the ecosystem of our region, and I just wanted to play a small part to be able to support them, because they did not deserve for their businesses to be damaged the way that it was.
And as you said earlier, you don't like seeing the looting, the violence. Does that take away from the message that you're hoping people are talking about right now?
I think it does. You know, when I look at, you know, some of the groups who are organizing during the daytime, they have their messages, and I think we should listen and seek understanding instead of being understood. But those who are out there throwing rocks at police officers, burning down stores, breaking into businesses, I am asking you to stop it. If you have family members who are doing this, call your kids, because you do that and you kill somebody or you catch a felony, those felonies don't go away. It stick with you for life. And I just think that it's inexcusable. And it shouldn't be tolerated. And even George's family have asked people to stop it. Mm-hmm. And that's just a better way that we can go about doing this. And it just shouldn't be accepted.
Talking to Michael Johnson, president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, talking about his response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the protests, the negative protests that he says should stop, and what he hopes happens next. And Michael, let's turn to that now. You had a piece that came out in the Cap Times today, one of the Madison papers. You're hoping that this time, after all the times we've been through similar conversations in the last years and decades and centuries, that something can change. What do you think it would take to get fundamental change here?
You know, I think that, you know, we just keep having these conversations, right? And so I broke down, you know, in my article, you know, you think about, you know, the article is titled, I Can't Breathe. You know, and so these incidents continue to happen to, you know, black men, you know, all across the country. And there's pretty much five things that I recommended. One, that in every municipality in Wisconsin, that each community get together and they look at what our use of force policies are. Make sure that you look at it from an equitable lens and make sure that our police officers are being trained around use of force and that there's community buy-in to that. Two, that people continue to have peaceful protests, they have town hall meetings. I think that's very therapeutic for those conversations to take place. But where the rubber does not meet the road is when it's time to fund and execute on the ideas and concerns that people bring forward. Three, I think that we have to demand policy changes and invest in sustainable long-term programming that impact African-American families. When you look at racial disparities in Wisconsin, African-Americans are like I love Wisconsin, right? But the fact that we have the largest racial achievement gap in this country is unacceptable, and we are better than that, and we just got to do a better job. And then the fourth one is challenging our nonprofit organizations and our schools to not be afraid to create programs that are targeted to African-American families. When you see videos like this, families are traumatized when they see this stuff, and we got to be able to support them mentally and also their emotional needs. And then the fifth one, I would say, you know, I have raised funds for so many, like just last week I was raising funds for Ahmaud Arbery's family in Georgia and brought his mom, his mother and his sister to Wisconsin for a virtual town hall meeting to help his sister finish her master's degree. And when these families go through things like this, they don't have resources, they don't have access to illegal services. So creating a fund in every state to be able to support families that go through challenges like this, and with us investing in closing the racial achievement gap in our state. And those are just some recommendations I threw out, and we can do this. This is a smart state, and if we make this a priority, let's not wait another 50 years to address these issues.
And Michael, I want to quote from your piece here in the Cap Times. You write, "Our black community is mentally and physically drained, we're tired, and we're angry." Can you talk about that, that just having that weight on you?
You know, it's you keep seeing these issues, you know, happen over and over and over again, and people ask you all the time, how can we fix it? How can we address it? And it just takes a toll on your body and your spirit. And mentally, it's you think about like black mothers who are afraid to have their sons to go, you know, outside. And it's just, it's draining. And it's and no matter how many times we talk about these issues, they just seem to continue to happen. And when you see videos of the lack of humanity for black men when these kinds of issues happen, it's just, it's devastating. And our kids see it, our community see it, and that people need to address it. And I don't think the black community can do it by itself. It's going to take business leaders. It's going to take our white neighbors. It's going to take our lawmakers helping us to change and become the fabric state that we ought to be.
Michael, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's Michael Johnson, president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. We talked to him about weekend protests and then later looting in Madison, cleanup efforts that he's worked on, and what to do to try to tackle issues of race in the United States.